Our Lady of Guadalupe first introduced herself as the Mother of God and the Mother of all humanity when she appeared on the hill of Tepeyac in Mexico in 1531. An indigenous peasant, Juan Diego, saw the glowing figure on the hill. After she had identified herself to him, Our Lady asked that he build her a shrine in that same spot in order for her to show and share her love and compassion with all those who believe. Afterwards, Juan Diego visited Juan de Zumarraga, who was Archbishop of what is now Mexico City. Zumarraga dismissed him in disbelief and asked that the future saint provide proof of his story and proof of the lady's identity. Juan Diego returned to the hill and encountered Our Lady again. The Virgin told him to climb to the top of the hill and pick some flowers to present to the Archbishop. Although it was winter and nothing should have been in bloom, Juan Diego found an abundance of flowers of a type he'd never seen before. The Virgin bundled the flowers into Diego's cloak, known as a tilma, and when Juan Diego presented the tilma of exotic flowers to Zumarraga, he recognized them as Castilian roses not found in Mexico. What was even more significant, however, was that the tilma had been miraculously imprinted with a colorful image of the Virgin herself. This actual tilma, preserved since that date, is the Virgin of Guadalupe. In 1990, Pope St. John Paul II visited Mexico and beatified Juan Diego. 10 years later, in the year 2000, he was declared a saint. I'm Francesca Merlo.